I would never
imagine you get an inventory of like 150 black chinchampas,
and then you die.
And then you die to some and then he gets to sell for profit. I would literally want to fucking kill myself.
You're listening to the number one old school RuneScape podcast.
Welcome to Old School RuneScape Weekly. Today is 6th September 2019. I am your host,
Hi guys.
Nick. You came in too fucking early.
God damn it, Joe.
My bad. All right, sorry. Start again. Do it again.
Take five.
I am your host, Nick, and I am joined by Carl.
Hey guys.
And Joe.
Hey
motherfucker.
Hey guys. How's it going?
Yikes.
Dude, we'll start with this week in review. We'll start with you, dude. You can tell us about your adventures.
That was a fucking scam, dude. Don't ever go on a cruise.
I have no desire to go on one.
So, legitimately, it wasn't that bad. The reason I'm saying it was a scam is because we had to come back a day early because of the hurricane that didn't even touch Florida.
Did they refund you that day?
Yeah, they gave us that day back. We haven't got the money for it yet, but they gave us that day back. It's worth it.
Allegedly.
It's not bad.
I heard they just give you boat credit. They don't actually give you money back.
Oh, no, they're giving me my money back.
All right.
I'm going to go get somebody.
I'm telling you how it is.
So basically... I'll start from the beginning of the week. Basically, what happened was I was about 5 miles from my house at most getting gas, and I went to go open my car door, and some idiot hit my car door. And it fucking put a big old gash in the side of my, like, Camaro door, and that was wonderful.
His Camaro.
I like how he specified it, his Camaro door, and not just his door.
Hey, look.
That's the most important part, guys. I gotta let everyone know that I'm driving a Camaro.
Look,
my wiener is massive, guys.
Everybody knows that if you drive a Camaro, you have a big penis, okay? Everybody fucking knows it. No. That's no secret.
Yeah, guys, he popped into my Camaro.
Yeah. Yeah, he ran into my brand new 2017 Camaro with only 5,000 miles on it.
That's not brand new.
Shut the fuck up.
Anyway, that was how my trip started. We drove straight through all the way to Florida from where we live. And it was like a good 14-hour drive. And when we got into Florida, State Farm called me and they were like, yeah, so the person said that you backed into him.
Yikes.
Yeah, bro, like... I don't know. So that made me mad. But I didn't care. Whatever. We were getting on the boat that day. No big deal. So we got on the boat. It was wonderful. Everything was smooth sailing until we left our first port that first day. And I got really seasick. I got really fucking nauseous because, like, the ocean was all over the fucking place. And so I was all – I had a headache. And I don't know. I felt like I was going to puke the whole time. It wasn't bad, though. I got the alcohol package, so I got to drink as much as I wanted. And we had a balcony, so, you know, I sat out on the balcony most nights and everything. It was nice. It was a nice little cruise there, guys.
Nice.
I would recommend going on a cruise if you have the money to, at least once.
Would you recommend I go by myself or with friends? Because this is important to the listeners.
So you probably would want to go with friends because if you go by yourself, you have to pay full price for the room as if there were two people in there anyway. So you might as well just bring somebody
See?
With you.
That's
Can
a
you bring
big
more
tip.
People?
Thank you.
I mean, you probably can't like reasonably
I'm pretty sure
fit
the more,
more than
the
two
more
people.
You bring, the cheaper it is, right?
Well, I mean, if you're splitting the cost, right, between everybody.
Do you have to only put two people in one room or could you put four people... I mean, I know you can't reasonably fit them in there, but...
I think there's room for three people to sleep in a room, unless they're kids. And if they're kids, you might be able to fit two kids on one bed. Because there's there's a king size, like if it's just like a dad and a mom or whatever. And then
me and Nick.
Yeah. And then the couch, they have couches in that pull out into beds, but
pull out.
The rooms are not that big to have.
I never pull out.
Yeah.
You don't want the whole fucking squad, like, you know.
I'll sleep on the chair.
We wouldn't want to have
Nick's Joey bachelor got the couch. Party. You already know.
Yeah. We wouldn't want Nick's bachelor party in one room because that would be like,
that would be fun. I'd be alright with that.
In one, we would have to rotate sleeping shifts.
Yeah. Exactly. Pretty much. So it was nice though. It was a good experience. I've never been out of the country. It was fun. So you kind of, after your fifth or sixth day, you kind of start to get like cabin fever. You know, you're like, you don't want to be on that boat anymore. You just want to like get off and go do something. So it was nice actually getting off, but
I get off every day.
That's what scares me about it. Like, it seems like it's something that'd be fun for maybe a day, like just the novelty of it. But after a day, I feel like it would get kind of old.
Well, it depends on what you're there for. Like, you know, if you're supposed to be like romantic and stuff, then there's going to be plenty of stuff for you and your wife to do. But if you want it to be like a booze cruise, I mean, there's places for that too. You just go and get lit the whole fucking cruise.
I don't know how many days in a row I can really get lit.
Exactly.
I got lit all last weekend.
Well, Nick, some of us are not as cool as you, okay?
No, dude,
I'm so cool. I'm so cool getting drunk by myself.
Some of us like our livers, Nicholas, okay? Yeah. So
I'm just saying, if I
dude, if you
got
go and you run
one night,
the next day,
I wouldn't
you're fine.
Be able to drink just because like my body would not want me to.
So like who in their right mind actually wants to go get completely ripped and then wake up and run the next day? I mean, let's be real.
I've seen it happen often.
I do that
actually.
Shit all the time.
So people do it on purpose, right? Like, oh, I'm just gonna get wasted.
No, I wouldn't
wake
say
up tomorrow and go run.
They just decide they want to drink.
No, for me, fucking
Nick
all last weekend,
to
I
that
still,
misery.
I still worked out. Well, like if you get super drunk, I don't wake up at 7 a.m. like, all right, guys, I'm gonna go for
time
a run
to go
now.
For a 10-mile run.
No, I, you know, like I go to the gym late at night. Proud of that. Sorry, I hijacked Joe.
Yeah. No, go ahead, Joe.
No, it's okay. I'm done. No, I'm done.
No, you're not.
No.
Wait, you really don't have anything else?
You didn't tell us about your like a return to port story.
I mean, it was just, you know, it was some just bullshit. Everyone was mad that we had to come back early, and they had like this big meeting in like the what do you call it? They had like this showroom. They had like a meeting there with the captain of the boat and everything. And people were like, they're dropping us off in Tampa. And at the time, the thing was saying it was going to go through Florida over to Tampa, right? And the people on the boat were like, oh, well, you know, safety's our number one priority. And then everyone else is like, well, you're dropping us off in Tampa where there's not going to be any gas. There's not going to be any shelter. We can't get hotels. How the fuck are we supposed to get out of Florida before the hurricane hits? Pretty much, and that was the panic on there. This lady was like, yeah, we have a group of 46 people, and
damn,
all the flights are canceled leaving out of Florida, so how are you gonna help us get home?
Damn.
So yeah, whoa. That was like basically everyone was just money hungry. Everyone was just like, you give me money, you need to reimburse me for the whole cruise.
Yeah. You know how people are.
Yeah, bro. So it wasn't bad, though. I liked waking up at 7 in the morning, going down and grabbing a beer, grabbing a pina colada, and just kind of chilling. They had, like, a part of the boat where there's no kids allowed. It's, like, 21 or older. That shit was nice as fuck because there weren't no fucking screaming kids running around.
Oh, well, I wasn't there. That's why.
Yep, that's why.
I would have been screaming.
So, the drive back wasn't too bad, and then I moved to night shift at work. So while I was down there, one of my supervisors called me and was asking me if I wanted to move to night shift, to do some training stuff because I'm a trainer and they needed, like, they're ramping up, before November, so they wanted to hire as many people as possible, and in order to do that, they would have to have a guaranteed like 8 trainers available at all times pretty much throughout the week, or like these certain 4 days, and overtime. So he was asking me if I wanted to do it. So currently at the moment I'm on night shift, but I'm off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So
nice, get your weekend gains in.
Yep. So that's about it. That's all I really, I mean, there's a lot more. Like, you know, getting off the boat at Grand Cayman, that place was a shithole. Like, if you ever go, yeah, if you ever, like, go on a cruise and you go to Grand Cayman, make sure you have an excursion, because there's literally nothing to do in Grand Cayman. It's garbage.
Just stay on the boat.
Yeah. Well, we did on Belize. When we went to Belize, we stayed on the boat. And then when we went to Mahogany Bay, which is like Roatan, it's like this island out off the coast of Honduras. It was really nice. There's a beach there. You can get off and walk to it and go swimming. We swam out there, saw some tropical fish.
Did you swim with the dolphins?
I swam with a giant conch shell. Like, it was humongous.
What?
Yeah, it was bigger than my fucking head.
Did you ask it if you could have something to eat?
Yeah, it said no.
So, that was good.
Yep. And then we had to skip Cozumel because of the hurricane. So,
damn.
But also going on a cruise, like when you go out to eat dinner and stuff like that, you can eat as much as you want. So, like, they'll have like entrees and appetizers. You'd literally just order, be like, yeah, can I get 3 of these? And, or like one night we had lobster tail, right? Mm-hmm. You were like, yeah, people were just ordering like multiple lobster tails. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I ordered 2 lobster tails.
Wait, do you have to pay extra for the food package?
No, that comes with your ticket.
I would love that then, because I don't need unlimited alcohol. I would prefer to have unlimited food.
Oh yeah, it's a buffet though. Like, literally the whole thing's a buffet. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I only need 2 beers to feel toasted. So that's all I need.
So that was my week.
I don't drink. I'm often, actually jealous. Sorry. I like having a low tolerance, because then I don't have to spend as much money. Feels good, man.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
What about you, Carl?
Wait. Any RuneScape achievements for you, Joe?
No.
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up. All right.
Wait, no, actually you do. Because I don't think... Yeah, because you've done Monkey Madness 2 since
the last podcast. Yeah.
Okay.
I finished Monkey Madness 2, and I've said this thousands of times. I literally probably could not have done it if Carl didn't help me. Literally. Carl did the entire quest for me, basically. So, pretty much walked me through the whole fucking thing. So,
I got to put Slayer music somehow. Too.
Yep. Yeah. And I currently actually have a Black Demon task, so I'm working on that after the podcast, because I cannot concentrate on that.
Go get those yellow orange gems.
Did you use Slayer music when you were doing the quest?
Actually, I didn't. I was doing it on stream, so I used the wiki guide.
Ah.
And me.
And Carl. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just curious, because I'm going to, tomorrow, whenever I do it, I'm going to use Slayer music's guide, because I've used his guide for every single quest that I've done. So,
yeah.
My favorite was the...
Are you a fanboy?
Some of his fucking guys have literally pissed me off. So,
yeah.
I'd say 90% of his guides are really good. A lot of his guides for Grandmaster quests and more difficult quests are pretty... pretty not so good. But, you know, the rest of them are good. If it's an easy quest, like the Sheep Shearer one, you know, his quest guide's really good.
That quest took me forever to do.
I showed you guys his Sheep Shearer. Or is it her? No, the Sheep Shearer one. The one where you, like, bring the guy.
It's sheep wolves, something.
And he's like, okay. And, hi, and welcome to my guide. You would need 10 wool. Okay,
now talk
turn
to
him
this
into
guy,
the farmer.
And then the quest is done, and then he ends the video.
Literally, quest complete. Guy. It's like 15 seconds long. It's the easiest quest. Easiest quest point in the game.
It was like, everything you will need will be in the description below. and then he did the quest, and that was it. That shit was funny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He didn't even take the time to say what you needed. He was just like, everything you need's in the description.
I mean, you only need 10 wool. You don't need anything else.
Yeah.
Cool.
I guess I'll have Carl go next.
So, yesterday, no, was it yesterday or was it today? I got the heron, the pet heron from fishing. It's pretty anticlimactic. I just happened to get it while I was doing something else, looked over, saw I had it, and I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And that's what happened.
I'm so jealous. I don't have 40, any
yet. Right now, I'm 44K away from 98 fishing, but I think I got the heron like 200K XP ago. So, pretty lucky I got it before 99. I'm happy about that.
You're going to get 99 this weekend?
There's no way.
Oh, okay.
There's no way. It's impossible. I'll get
dude,
it.
Just don't log off. Dude.
Maybe yeah, like, the end of next weekend.
Oh, true. I didn't think of that. Smart.
just bought it, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah, it'll take like 3 days for them to catch you. So.
No, it'll take
you'll,
like
you'll
10
get
minutes.
The 99. You'll get the 99, and then
wait a
they'll
minute.
Ban you.
Why don't I do it, and then when they catch me, I'll just say, no, I didn't do it.
Just tell them you didn't bot.
It's foolproof, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Tell them you didn't bot, and then take a screenshot with your phone and make it, like, really blurry and be like, look, I didn't bot.
Look, no botting. True.
I'll probably believe you, honestly.
So, yeah, that's... I mean, I haven't done anything except fishing in the last week or so nothing's really happened for me. So yeah, I'll pass it over to Nick now.
Oh, what have I done? Oh, just Slayer. That's literally all that I've done. I have something.
Well,
crazy.
You did a few quests as well, but yeah.
No, I haven't done because last podcast all I had was Monkey Madness and 69 Slayer to get.
Oh, that's
so
true.
All I've been doing, I grossly misunderstood how long leveling Slayer takes.
Yep.
It is a fucking grind of grinds. I think I've been averaging, and the only reason why it's so low is because anytime I get a clue scroll, I immediately pick it up. Even if I've got like 5 or 6 kills left, I'll pick it up, teleport out, complete the clue scroll, and then go back to finish it. You know, because I've had some times where I've done that, and then on the last kill, I get another clue scroll. And yeah.
I mean, that's how I like to do it as well. So
the cool things are I've made like 5 or 6 mil total. Over doing, yeah, from clues and killing the Slayer monsters.
Nice.
And something really big I learned is it's super useful just to bring, because I teleport, I just bring my runes to teleport, but it's super useful to bring your natures too, just like throw in your nature runes and then high elk shit so you have like extra bank space.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of the Slayer monsters drop like rune plate. Not rune plate bodies, but rune items and adamant items and mithril items or whatever. Yeah. And
free money,
all those items, you actually make money high alking them instead of selling them on the GE anyway. So
yep.
That was really fun. Not really, because I don't really like Slayer. And
that's
I was
cool.
Playing
you're
like,
almost done, though.
I was playing like 12 like hours. Yeah, I'm at 68 right now. I'm 20K XP. Away easy. From 69, so
you
I should definitely
the next
get that. Not the next 30 minutes. I can do that in the next like 2-ish hours because I'm averaging like 9K XP per hour. So I can do that in like the next 2-ish. The only reason why it's so low, like when I'm actually doing the task, it's like 15 to 20K XP. Uh-huh. But because I pick up the clue scrolls and teleport out immediately, and that like, takes me some time.
So what you're saying is if you're really unlucky and you don't get any clues, you'll get 69 Slayer faster.
Correct. But right. I've managed to do something like 30 hard clue scrolls, too,
mm-hmm.
Over this week. Just
that's,
like
that's
picking
pretty
them
impressive.
Up. Yeah. I that's do impressive. I've gotten to the point now where, like, fucking I know what to do as soon as I, like, click on the clue scroll. I don't even need rune light anymore. I just like know what to do or where to go. Like,
yeah.
You see a lot of the same steps.
Yeah.
And I did a or I got a master clue scroll in one of my heart clue scrolls.
And the first step you were unable to complete, right?
Yes. The very first step was burn redwood logs, which you need 90 fire making for. So
rip.
Maybe that'll be. yeah, maybe that'll be my next goal after I get the quest cape. And I'm definitely, I am definitely getting the quest cape this weekend, because I'm gonna get that 20k XP tonight, and then I might do like half of Monkey Madness tonight or a quarter of it tonight, and then, you know, wake up nice and early, crack open, you know, a monster, and then just finish out Monkey Madness 2 tomorrow.
Hell yeah, I'll be there for that.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good, do it.
That good, do it.
That's very good. That's very, hey, look, that's very good, go. You do that, go.
And then I think, I'm like having like mixed ideas of like what I want my next thing to do. I keep wanting to do the achievement diaries. I also want to get max combat. And then I also really like doing Winter Tot. And I also want to get this Master Clue done. So that's like everything I want to get done. I just have
that's
to do
a lot of goals.
Yeah, it's a lot of goals. I think probably like closest, like nearest thing, getting the Master Clue done.
Yeah, it shouldn't while take simultaneously. You too long to get 90 fire making.
Yeah, I can probably get that done in a day.
Easily.
And then the Master Clue, after the Master Clue, getting the max combat probably be a next thing, so I can join in on these raids, which I genuinely want to. I think we should do like community events and stuff like that.
Oh, we definitely need to.
I don't know if you guys want to do something this weekend on Saturday or something like that. Like we actually go bossing with our fans.
I'd be down.
I don't know what we would do though. What would you guys want to do?
That's a good question.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about
something
it on
with
the
like easy access. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I'll post this episode tonight, and then I'll like mention it to the CC and the Discord, and sort of gauge what everybody wants to do. If everybody's like, let's do a mini game, or everybody's like, let's go do whatever together.
Do we do pest control?
Yikes. We actually could, but... I kind of need to do... That's where you get Void from, right? Or where do you get Void from?
Yeah. Yep.
I need to get Void.
Barbarian Assault is another one that everyone needs to do.
Is that the fighter's
chest or whatever? It's Fighter cool. Torso. It's also a diary, getting level 5 in every role.
Yeah, that's pretty yikes, though.
It is. You know what's funny? I got the diary done for getting level 5 in every role, but I have to go back because I don't have the Fighter Torso, and I need that for Master Clues.
Wait, you actually need the Fighter Torso?
Yes, for Master Clues.
Oh my god. If that's one of my steps, I'm literally going to fucking bash my head into the wall.
Well, you'll have a reason to want to do Barbarian Assault.
Not to want to do it.
That's true. That's fair.
You know what? We could all do Pest Control together. That actually sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, but the thing about Barbarian Assault that is like, it's so much better if you have a full pre-made team. So many times when I was doing it, I would get to the 10th wave and then someone would leave. So we all have to go back to wave 1. That shit pissed me off so much. So having like a full pre-made where you know people aren't going to ditch you at the last wave is super convenient and awesome.
Yeah, but you can pay somebody to do it for you.
That's stupid.
Not really. Like, if honestly, for how much time it takes to do Barbarian Assault, I've actually seen people, I think in the Discord or it was in the CC, talk about paying somebody. Like, if you can just pay somebody like 10-15 mil and be like, look here, like,
not worth it. I'd rather
do this
do
for
it.
Me.
All right, so here's something. So you know how revs, you can make a lot of money at revs.
Yeah.
Apparently out on the 1750 worlds, you can pay 50 mil for them to protect you for a whole week. So like, there's a clan or whatever that basically owns that world. Whenever they see somebody who is not on their protection list out there, they'll kill them. But if you pay them 50 mil, they will leave. They won't attack you, and you're basically free to kill revs, because anytime anyone comes in to kill you, they'll kill them.
That sounds risky. See, I don't trust random people most of the time. I feel like at any point
they
could just be
CCs,
like, let's just kill this guy.
A lot of these CCs have like people that have been doing this for like years that are like very well known for and reputable. Like I'm saying with the Barbarian Assault, like, yeah, you could give this guy 15 mil and he just fucking logs off. But a lot of these guys realize they can make like over a bill doing this. Doing you know, because revs. Over time, not just revs, but like Barbarian Assault too, or when people would do the Irania altar running for you, like they can make a lot more money just consistently doing this and like getting a good name and like charging more and more money.
That's true.
So yeah, it's there's moneymaker for the lazy. Yeah, just hey, you could buy 3 bonds or 4 bonds or. Bonds are selling for like 4 mil or something like that, right? So you.
I think they're closer to 5 mil now.
Well, you buy 3 bonds and you can get a fighter torso.
Actually, well, they went down a little bit, but yeah.
I don't know. It could be 80 mil for the torso. I don't know how much it is, but people are willing to pay for it. All right.
Yeah.
You guys ready for polls, news, and updates?
Let's get it.
So we'll start off with The Last Man Standing, and it fully came out. I've been watching like a ton of streamers and YouTubers doing it. It looks like a lot of fun. I was watching Statistically Challenged do Last Man Standing, and he's not like some really good PK or anything like that. Like he was getting like second and third place.
Do I need to get first place to get this?
No, he was getting because I was about to say he gets like second or third place each game, and he was making like $600K an hour.
Oh, okay.
Doing it. And,
so you still get points, I guess. It's just based on your place.
Correct.
That you get. Okay, that's not.
Yeah, bad. It's not just like the person who gets first place gets it. But yeah, I was watching. Then I was watching Torvesta. He wasn't doing Last Man Standing in his video, or he was for part of it, but. He was also PKing in the video with the scroll, and he was using like his full void and stuff. And then there's a bunch of people using full void and stuff like that now in the wilderness, so it's pretty interesting to see.
I don't know. I don't see myself ever being like decent at PvP.
It's definitely. It takes a lot of practice, I feel like, or just like the knowledge for doing it, because like watching him do it. It's pretty ridiculous. Like, he'll laugh at somebody as, like, they're switching prayers and he'll be like, ha, you know, idiot, swap to melee. And I got him and I'm like, bitch, I don't even know what to swap to. Like, I don't blame that guy. You can't call him. I definitely can't call that guy noob because, I mean, he was swapping prayers that looked like correctly. And then you just happen to wreck him when he thought that you were going to melee. It seems like you just have to, like, outsmart the other person, like, know what they're gonna do beforehand or something like
that. It's like, honestly, dude, PvP in this game is essentially like rock, paper, scissors. You just have to guess what they're gonna do.
It can be good.
Yeah, but there's still like guessing as well in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're basically just guessing what they're gonna do and then do the opposite. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, and then Granite Mall got changed too to the 60%.
So. Fuck, dude.
I don't even use the Granite Mall, so that's fine.
Yeah.
That's why my fucking Granite Mall wouldn't sell.
Did you actually try selling it?
Yeah, I got a drop from Gargoyles. No. And they wouldn't sell.
RIP.
I wonder what it high ops for.
Probably like 30K.
Oh, yeah. Exactly 30K.
Damn, look at me on my guessing. I could play the price.
Honestly,
right.
It's probably worth it. Right now, it's selling for 31K. So you're only losing like 1,000 gold if you just high-octed it. And it's probably only going to drop from here.
Is it really selling for 31K, though? I don't know.
Yeah, I just pulled it up. It's selling for 31K.
Where'd you pull it up on, though?
On GE Tracker.
Huh. For me, it's showing 30.4K for selling price. But basically the same thing.
That's like, that difference is like negligible.
Yeah, I would just high alk it for 30.
Yeah, Joe, high alk it.
No, yeah,
go into your bank.
No, Joe already sold it for like 20K on the
game. Let me go buy it back and high alk it real quick.
Oh, so it did eventually sell.
Yeah, it's just I had to put the price really low.
10 GP. Final offer.
but have any of you guys participated in or watched anybody do Last Man Standing?
No, I did it once and I got fucking destroyed, so I just never tried it again.
It seems like possibly worth it just to like learn what to do from it.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I'll definitely consider trying it after I max, but maxing is my goal right now.
So they're repolling a lot of the questions that they already asked.
Weird.
No ham weapon.
Damn it.
However,
no
it's
mutton?
A different one. It is called the Swift Joint or Swift Blade. Swift Blade.
What?
It looks really dumb. This weapon will attack every 3 cycles, will be one-handed, and has no stats. This will cost 350 points.
But why though? What is it?
Why do they think this is gonna pass when the mutton didn't pass?
You know what's hilarious? This thing, it looks terrible. Are you guys seeing this?
The mutton is way better, dude.
What am I looking at here?
The Swift Blade under rewards. It looks like a bronze sword with a hole in the middle.
Oh, that thing looks fucking stupid.
Yikes.
And then they're repulling the Staff of Balance. Players will be able to purchase the Guthixian icon and hand it into Juna, who will infuse it into the Staff of the Dead, creating the Staff of Balance. The Staff of Balance will carry the same stats as both the Staff of Light and the Staff of Dead, whilst also being allowed to cast auto-cast Claws of Guthix. So they didn't change anything about it other than they added a picture and said how many points it's going to cost. So
they had failed the poll last time?
Yeah, so all these rewards failed the poll last time, and I guess they're just
repolling it.
They're repolling it, but with pictures and point costs now. So like
the
god
halos.
Why don't
they do this the first time?
Remember we talked about the god halos and like some of the gods might do better than others, and that's exactly what happened.
Why does that one on the right look like a cabbage?
Dude, that's
Brassica.
No, that's Brassica.
Brassica.
Who the fuck is Brassica?
I have no idea.
So if you ever do a master clue, some steps you'll get attacked by Brassica mages. I call them broccoli mages.
Okay. She so like the cabbage.
Yeah, they kind of look like cabbage wizards. It's pretty funny.
That makes sense. Yeah. These have the same stats as the existing halos. Players can now store these halos in the player-owned house costume room. This will also apply to existing Castle Wars halos with an updated ability to add the decorative, ranged, and magic armor sets to the armored case. The cost of each halo is 450 points.
Huh. Okay.
And then they're also trying to repull that Dead Man cosmetic armor. Have changed absolutely nothing about it other than they added a point cost now. I feel like that's not why people said no to it. I feel like people said no to it because it looks dumb and like a waste of time. But maybe people will buy it. Because especially with it having such a low, or each cup piece costs 160 points. Never mind. I thought the whole set was going to cost 160 points.
Dang.
Yeah, sure. Upgraded cosmetic capes. Last Man Standing will have tiered capes that players can claim from the Last Man Standing reward shop. These capes will change based on the number of competitive wins that player has accrued inside the minigame and can be stored in the player own house costume room. The tiers are tier 1, 1 win, tier 2, 10 wins, tier 3, 50 wins, tier 4, 100 wins, and then tier 5, 500 wins. I hope that passes. I think that's actually a good idea.
Yeah, the cape, I like that. Out of everything else, except for the mutton, of course, that's number 1 on my list of things that needs to be added. But it will never be added, because instead they decided to switch it with some stupid bronze dagger with a hole in the middle.
Yeah. this thing looks like retarded. Anyway.
anyway. Man.
They have in other news as well at the bottom.
Wow.
Normally you can sometimes see some weird things. I don't see anything that looks like talking about other than the Lumbridge Banker's in-game model now has the same hairstyle as her chat head.
Thank God, dude. That shit was unplayable.
Yeah, I noticed that the first time I played RuneScape, and it's been bugging me ever since. 15 years ago when I first started.
Did you guys notice they didn't fucking pull it, though?
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
So, like, that's my question. What is the deciding factor on what should be pulled and what shouldn't?
Well, you know, normally, like, something stupid like that, they would pull.
Half the things in this poll are stupid. The Swift Blade, who cares?
Well, I'm saying, like, there's, like, remember when they pulled to put the green pixel back in? It's kind of the same thing, where, like,
okay, yeah, you should. Well, okay, so they actually pulled changing the chat heads of some of the elves. You remember that? They pulled that. Why don't they pull this? There's no consistency. You see what I'm saying? So what is the deciding factor on what's being pulled and what isn't? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, they also didn't pull when they removed splashing from the game.
Well, they didn't remove it from the game.
Yeah, they didn't remove it from the game. But when they removed it from Lumbridge, they didn't pull that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that was the prime splashing area, dude. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what am I supposed to do now? Now it's super inefficient to home teleport to Lumbridge.
Right. Makes that home teleport useless.
Instead, I'm just going to splash in Alcarid, which every noob goes to after Lumbridge or Drainer.
I feel like at this point, though, you really shouldn't be splashing.
Why?
You shouldn't, because I'm just saying, like, your stats and, like, where you are in the game. Yeah.
Oh, really no.
There are way better training methods. Yeah.
I do not splash anymore. Okay. It's too expensive at this point and too slow. But I think up to level 50, it's pretty much, like, the way that you should train.
Yeah.
Just because it's so cheap and fast in the early levels. And it's extremely AFKable. I think it's the most AFKable method in the game to train.
Debatable.
Nightmare Zone, you still have to drink potions and hit your orb or rock cake.
True.
In those, like, 20 minutes or whatever. But with splashing, you can literally go 20 minutes without doing anything. Anyway,
all right.
Move on into the next thing, unless you guys have more. I'm sure people want us to talk more about Last Man Standing, and I kind of want to, just because it's such a big part of the game.
I don't know
now.
Anything about it, but it looks interesting.
It's pretty fun to watch people play it. I don't think that I'll have fun like doing it myself, but
yeah,
there's a lot of streamers playing it right now, and there's a lot of YouTubers making videos on it right now, and it looks like a lot of fun, and it looks pretty interesting. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, maybe I'll try it one day.
To try it. Anyway, we can move into the really big change, the changes to European online purchases. This doesn't affect us at all, by the way. That was sarcastic.
Who does this affect?
Europeans.
Oh.
No, European.
I'm a European.
This is from September 14th, 2019. People who live in the European Economic Area may need to pass an additional bank security check when making a purchase. This is due to the introduction of the Payment Services Directive, PSD2.
So European law.
Basically, if you're... Because we actually do have people that are European that listen to our show.
Yeah.
You will have to go through an extra step when buying your membership or... buying a bond.
Bonds or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, so look out for that, and the link to that article will be in the description.
Well, no, it says membership subscription should not be affected by these changes.
Yeah, but if you're like, if you go and you buy a new, like, that's people who have already ongoing memberships. I think if you like buy a whole new membership all at once. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
like,
we're going to need clarification on that.
Well, see, why doesn't Jagex put clarification in their update, you know, in their post? They should be the ones to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's actually just when you buy something on the GE.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Every time.
You need a fingerprint scanner every time you use the GE.
They're going to want to stick a thermometer up your butt. Make sure it's your
if your poop. Butt is not exactly 98.6 degrees, you're not buying anything on the GE.
That's how things go nowadays, dude.
Yeah.
They want that facial recognition so they can see the look on your face when you blow half your check on bonds.
I can imagine someone's face being like really excited if that's happening.
Dude, I'm gonna have buying
money
in game gold. Dude.
I'm gonna have full Darox armor after this.
You have to give a blood sacrifice.
Yeah, dude. You have to like pledge your firstborn child to
Jagex.
Yeah, the EU. That's what I was going
for. EU. Well, Jagex is technically the EU.
You guys are going to love this.
Okay. All right.
So moving into PvP balancing, LMS, and elf graphics. The Granite Maul was a powerful, low-cost special attack weapon with high KO potential, given its ability to stack several hits simultaneously with other weapons. To stop an inexpensive weapon being so powerful, the Granite Maul's special attack energy cost has been increased from 50 to 60%. This means the special attack cannot be used back-to-back. So that's their reasoning behind changing it. But you can get the ornate maul handle, and that will allow you to go back to the 50%.
So, like, what was the point, though? Like, what? I don't understand.
Because they're saying it's too powerful for how inexpensive it is.
Dude, just take it off the drop table. Like, I don't get it.
The ornate.
Well, there's already too many in the game now.
The ornate maul handle will convert to 375k when you die in PvP.
Yeah, but it costs 1,250,000 bounty hunter points.
Damn.
Yeah, well, now that the granite maul is just gonna stay as strong as it was, but now only people who are actually decent at PvP are gonna have it, which is gonna increase that skill gap.
That add-on for the maul is literally more than 10 times what the maul costs in terms of cost. If you count like what it turns into when you die.
Yep.
Not the bounty hunter points, but yeah. That's insane.
You know what I'm saying? So like bounty hunter points, right? You can only get those from actually killing people in bounty hunter, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Right. So people who suck at PvP that want to learn how to use the granite maul properly are never going to be able to get it if they can't get any kills in bounty hunter. But the people who are already good and already know how to use it are going to be destroying all the new people who don't have it yet.
Yeah. Just use your god sword instead.
Yeah,
just use items that are better, like the claws.
Yeah, just pull out your
dragon claws.
20-30 mil plus weapons.
I think claws are like 80 mil.
So yeah,
look, it rewards you for being good. It rewards a good player for being good.
Yeah, well, it rewarded people for being good before. Like, if you sucked, you died a lot. So it literally didn't change anything because people who are good are just going to be able to get that attachment pretty quickly.
Claws are 60 mil. I'm wrong. Continue.
Damn.
That's my argument. Ooh, I got a Renard seed. Ooh. That was my argument, though. It's just like it's kind of now they put it's hard to get it now. So it's going to take people. I don't know. Never mind. It's just
yeah, never mind.
It's just a dumb thought.
Dumb idiot.
I mean, I don't care.
Yeah, this doesn't really affect me.
It doesn't affect me.
Put it this way, right? Me and you decide to build an account around G Mall, but we have to hop that barrier of getting the 100 or 1.2 million BA.
Well, if you're making an account specifically for PvP, I feel like you should already be decent at PvP before you do that. Otherwise, it's a waste. Like, practice PvP on your main and then do all that extra work.
Yeah, but you'd still, if you wanted to run a Gmall account, you'd still have to go do all that stuff, which would be hard to do if you can't fucking kill anybody because they already have their Gmalls.
This is true. Well, you know what they say, the early bird gets the worm. In this case, the early bird gets the Gmall add-on. Alright, next. You guys have had enough of my autism. Let's continue.
The Din's Bulwark's also being nerfed. They're removing the magic defense bonus from 18 to 0.
Damn!
So, when you're fucking just minding your own business, getting black chin champas.
And yeah, funny you bring that up. The only time I can, like, whenever I hear the Din's Bulwark, the only time I can imagine it being used is when people are catching black chins in the wilderness. They're always wearing this.
And
that's what first comes to my mind every time.
And, you know, the guy fucking TVs
ice barrage.
You.
Runs in.
Ice barrages
ice
you.
Barrage, yeah.
You're fucked.
They have, all these, they have all these things to like stop you from running, so you can't even attack with the Din's Bulwark. So what the fuck's the point now? Like,
no, yeah, this nerf actually, I think. I mean, obviously, the point of this nerf is like they want more people.
You can attack with it,
and they want it to make things more easily. I don't know if you can attack. You can actually. You can. Okay. Either way, there's no point in attacking. There's no point attacking with it because the purpose of it is so you can, I don't know, hop or log or whatever. Live long enough to hop or log off or run to where you need to run to.
Yeah, while the block attack style is active, players lose the ability to attack, but incoming damage is reduced by 20% if not in PvP.
Damn.
Yep.
That I don't know. This item is it getting nerfed is pretty sad.
Yeah. It's pretty much useless now. I mean, yeah. It's really
no, not good. Necessarily.
It's I not mean, useless, it's still... but it's a bad item.
Yeah,
I don't think it's worth it.
It'd be good for like doing mass bandos and like you got one person tanking with this item. It'd be pretty cool.
Based on shit that I see, I know part of me wants to go and do Black Chinchampas.
I would never
imagine you get an inventory of like 150 Black Chinchampas,
and then you die.
And then you die to some and then he gets to sell for profit. I would literally want to fucking kill myself. I've been slaving away catching Black Chinchampas for hours.
I mean, that goes for anything in the wilderness. Like, why even do wilderness content if you know you're just going to get fucked in the ass from doing it? Same concept.
I just don't know how, like... I've seen streamers that will like be out in the wild doing a boss and no one bothers them. But like the second I run out into the wilderness with like 25 dragon bones to go get like the triple XP from that fucking altar, like three people just pop up out of nowhere.
Oh, doing my hard clues in the wilderness, like I got PK'd 4 times. Now, damn. two of the times they weren't successful. Two of the times they were successful and they fucking raped me, and you know, and I got TB'd. I'm in wilderness right by the lever, and all I've
and
got,
they got
on
your
me...
spade.
Yeah, and they got my spade and probably
dude, I'm telling you, the new strat, bring every time you do a clue, bring 5 fire runes, 1 nature rune. If you know you're gonna die, high elk your spade. They're gonna be so mad.
Yeah, but they get the coins.
You don't get points for rocking the spade. You get I'm pretty sure it's like 0 coins.
Yeah, it's like 0 coins or 1 coin. Check. No, you're right.
You get 1 coin for high elking a spade.
Yeah, no.
You think they're gonna pick that shit right. up?
I forgot that you don't get the
from this cluer.
That's hilarious. Yeah, you should. Never
I'm
mind.
Start doing
That's
that.
What everybody
I'm
should
start
do.
Bring in just... 5 fire runes and a nature rune to elk my spade every time I know I'm about to die.
Yeah, but I always have like some kind of thing that I drop. Like, I'm pretty sure the only thing I drop for them is my spottier cape.
Yeah.
Cause
is that thing even tradable?
No. Yeah. It's tradable. It's like it's worth like 7K or something like that.
I'd alk that too.
Yeah, but that probably actually alks to real money that I don't want them to have.
Let's see. Spottier cape. Okay, if you low elk it, it turns to 320 points. That's literally a all right,
guys. Time to
of
low
what count. You cost on the GE.
Low elk this, high elk this.
Just That's bring fine. Runes for elking when you're doing clues and just elk every.
But so one thing I did notice. So there's that one hard clue where in that building where those bandits are, you dig right behind that building. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of guys will put their Iron Man or their second account or whatever and have them fighting something. And so you'll see like an Iron Man in that building. You'll be like, oh, that's just an Iron Man. Like, you know,
and it turns out to be their scout.
Every single fucking time I've ever seen an Iron Man in that building training on bandits, I run back to the lever and there's some fuckhead there like waiting for me. So now anytime I see an Iron Man there, I just immediately, after I go and I dig, you know, I get my spade and I dig or whatever, I just immediately hop after that. Because they're always camping the switch. They're not, like, camping where I'm at bandits or whatever. And every time, like clockwork, as soon as I run to the switch, they're there the second I'm popping up to it. So obviously it's their fucking second Iron Man account that they're using to scout that spot out to kill people doing clues.
Dude, if you're about to get killed, just alk yourself and then they don't get anything.
Yeah, I'm worth one GP.
But yeah. Dude, like, why don't you just like teleport, you know? Like,
well, sometimes you can. You know, that's the one good thing about doing Monkey Madness 2. You get the Royal Seed Pod, which lets you teleport out of level 30 wilderness.
Hell yeah.
Super useful.
Also, people camp the Burning Amulet spot. It's basically useless. Don't use the Burning Amulet.
You know, my favorite mode of getting into the wilderness is using the log canoe in Edgeville. I love doing
that. Oh, yeah, people probably don't camp that.
No, I've literally never seen anyone like in the wilderness at that spot every time I go there.
Well, people camp the Burning Amulet because they think you're going to, you know, go kill KBD or whatever.
Joke's on them. I'm never doing that.
I killed KBD technically twice, but I killed
for the
KBD
clue.
Just for the clue. But yeah, man, it was pretty dumb. One guy I got away from because he had his Iron Man there, and this is when I made the decision, like, nope, anytime I see some fucking Iron Man in that bandit camp area, I'm just gonna hop. I got it, picked it up, and then I turn over to the Switch, and then I see some mage there, and I immediately, like, take the one stamina dose I took with me, and then just fucking turn around and just run in some random direction.
Just spam drink everything as you're running away.
And then spamming, like, hopping worlds as I'm, like, running away.
Yeah.
And I managed to get out. I hopped and then went back to the lever and got to where I needed to go.
That's good. You guys remember when Nick thought inside the KBD layer was wilderness?
What an idiot.
The whole time that I was in there, like, going to kill KBD, I was like, man, when's somebody just going to come down here and
dude, it would be impossible to do that boss, because I think it's multi-combat in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be impossible to do that boss. You would just always get killed.
Well, no, it wouldn't.
There'd be people camping it.
Impossible if you had some clan, like, half the content in the wildernesses.
Yeah, well, I don't.
That's how I think some people do black chinchampas and stuff, and that's how I think some streamers get away with, like, not dying and stuff like that. Because I see some of them talk about it, like, in their YouTube videos. So it'll be like, all right, yeah, my clan's protecting me, and I'm like, man, I wish I had a fucking clan. Like, anytime I go into the wilderness to go and rape people if they touch me.
It'd be nice if we had, like, a clan chat with a bunch of people on it.
That'd that could, like, help us
out. Yeah, but I'm not going to expect any of our listeners, or not expect them. I'm sure my listeners would help me in the wilderness if I asked, but I'm not going to ask because I'm not that kind of guy.
Instead, you just ask me, and I'm always willing, so it's fine.
Yeah. No, I just die silently and then lose my spade. And
you like giggle to yourself quietly, and I'm like, "What's so funny?" And you're like, "Yeah, I just got fucked in the ass by some PKer." Yeah.
Whenever I get TB'd and ice barraged, I pretty much just walk away at that point. It's not worth like being like,
"Man, computer.
Am I gonna live?" Like, time to go take a pee and get a soda because I'm dead.
Yeah, for real.
Anyway. And then after the Last Man Standing changes, they are making changes to the elves still.
Are these being pulled?
These are the changes that have already been pulled. Great. So they're changing the chat surprise. Heads.
So these were pulled, but the Lumbridge bankers were not. Okay. Cool. Got it. I understand now.
This is the thing that people were really upset about, the purple elves or whatever. So the elves are now white, so everybody can be happy. So the elves are white now.
I don't like that.
I don't like
that. Who voted for this?
They got to change that.
I don't like purple people.
Changes. Purple people eaters.
And then they made changes to the Dragonstone armor. It's really hard to describe. It looks nicer.
Wait, option A, option B, option C. I think option C is the best.
I think option C is the best as well. I like the black border around the purple diamonds.
Yeah.
Have you gotten any of the elf tasks?
The elf tasks? Yeah. Like Slayer tasks?
Yeah, Slayer tasks where you kill the elves and Prif. The elf guards.
You're
probably not low enough to get that.
The last time I got an elf task, I had to fight elves at the elf camp.
Which was not that sounds... Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah.
No, they've updated the task so you can kill these guards in Priftiness. And it's much better, because at first I started killing them in the camp, and then I was like, aren't there guards in Prif? And then I went and I looked it up, and it's much better to kill the guards in Prif, because they're weak to everything.
Oh.
So, they did that change on purpose to make that task nicer.
Mm.
And they have a better drop table.
Nice. That's always good.
And then they're updating the welcome screen. It looks nicer.
I like that. It looks good.
They didn't pull it, but it's okay.
Yeah, whatever. So like, you see where it says Song of the Elves?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The one day we're going to log in, and that's going to say Squeal of Fortune.
That's actually what this is getting ready for, is putting Squeal of Fortune there.
I'm waiting for it.
It'd
be really easy.
Can't wait till we get
my daily squeal spins.
That's why they had to go and do the whole announcement for EU people for their microtransactions. Like, in the future, just remember.
You're going to need to scan your finger every time you want to buy
some spins. And it's going to start out just like how the squeal did, where it's like, no, you can't buy spins. Like, this is just, we're just putting this in the game. And then, like, a month later, like, okay, now you can buy the spins.
If they did that, dude, oh my god.
God, I would be so fucking happy, dude.
I would.
I don't know what I would do if I couldn't fucking buy Squeal of Fortune spins. Like,
I don't know if I ever bought spins when they were a thing.
I never bought them. I can actually honestly say I never bought them.
I bet Joe did.
Why are you gonna call Joe out like that?
I'm just trying to make some banter.
I never bought them,
making everyone laugh.
Haha, Joe. Haha. I bet you bought it, idiot. Ha
I never bought them, but I did buy bonds. And at the time, there was a thing going on where you got spins for buying bonds.
Oh, so you bought spins?
So I bought spins.
See, I told you, Nick. I told you he did.
Wow, dude.
I actually didn't know. I was just
get over it. Dude, like, it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
Dude.
It really doesn't matter.
So,
friendly banter, you know.
Moving on into forum and community submissions. The top one is perfect. The I love our community.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This guy's like, hey, how are they biting today, guys?
He's talking about fishing.
He's talking about fishing. You know, they're out there fishing. Iron Man says, better when nobody talks. And then the third guy says, yeah, shut the fuck up, please.
I'm upvoting that. That's good.
That's funny, dude. That was a good meme. They sure memed us there. Mm-hmm, yep.
One guy comments, I see your problem. Your chat is set to aggressive. You'll have to better luck if it's set on accurate or defensive. So
that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what that means.
You know, I never thought of that until now.
Apparently, I'll try that next time. Apparently, you can run into some funny conversations if you fish in Drainer or at the Barbarian Village in free-to-play. A bunch of people are commenting this. I'm really curious about what that's like, if that's actually accurate. I do all my fishing in Catherby, and I very rarely see anything funny there.
Wow, imagine not fishing at the fucking fishing guild.
Yeah, imagine not doing that. Ha
Actually, I don't even fish in Catherby anymore. I fish in the Swansong area, the fishing place there. The I forget what it's called.
The monkfish?
Yeah, the monkfish.
Yeah. I've done Swansong since. Yep, remember? You guys were giving me shit about that? I did it.
Wait, did you really?
Yeah, I did it. It took me... Well, I had to do Garden of Tranquility first, and that took fucking ages, so...
Did you die to that kraken?
No, I didn't die. That shit was easy. What the fuck?
Imagine dying to a kraken.
That would be pretty yikes. I actually almost died to it, but the only reason why I did is because I only had my whip and graceful, and I didn't bring any food. I very grossly underestimated how difficult that boss was.
Thought it was like killing a rat.
I was like, oh man, you know, I bring more with me to on a clue when I'm fighting a Zamorakian mage or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the next post is 5 minutes after Fairy Tale Part 2. And it's that SpongeBob, I'm a head out. And he's got the Draymond staff. There's the fairy portal, you know? Because most people, after they get past like step 10 or whatever it is, they're done with Fairy Tale Part
2. No, all you have to do is start the quest by talking to the gardener. The master gardener or whatever.
Yeah, but don't you have to wait like 10 minutes or whatever?
I don't know.
Something yeah. Like which all I did was like I thieved the master farmer while I waited.
I can honestly say this this meme accurately portrays my Iron Man experience.
Well, I'm a head out because all you have to do to get the fairy rings is just to talk to them.
Yeah, it's just starting part two.
We just said that, Joe.
Yep. Joe must have not have been here. He was making some Cheetos or something.
Joe dropped his Cheeto sandwich.
God, dude, you better leave me the fuck alone, okay? Dude, I'm like this close from snapping, okay? So, I'm a head out.
The Thanos snap.
Yep.
Man. Fairy Tale Part 2 wasn't actually that bad of a quest.
It was.
I'm glad that I, like, did this and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna finish it. And it took me, like, 15 minutes and I finished it. And got it out of the way.
Yeah.
God, I wish I had that motivation.
Sometimes, you know, things suck, but you just got to realize that life will be better after you do it. And then you do it, and then you feel good about yourself.
That's have you done Darkness of Hollowveil, Joe?
No, I'm not.
You're in for a real fucking treat.
Yep, Nick liked that quest a lot.
Oh my God.
I watched Swampletics do it, so if he can do it, I can do it.
What?
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 Yeah, Swamp
98% of the stuff Swampletics does, I can't do. Or, not that I can't do it, I won't do it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, imagine doing temple trekking for 200 hours.
God, dude, his fucking chair must smell, dude. That, oh my God. Could you imagine sitting
shit,
there?
My chair smells, and I've only been sitting in it for an hour and a half.
I actually, if I had to choose my current job or doing that,
I would choose that.
I would choose my current job. There's no way I would switch to doing fucking temple trekking all day. Nah, it would be fun for 2 days.
I'd rather do my current job as well.
And then I would want to slip my wrists. So,
wait, this guy just got kicked by a cow. What?
Yeah, it's a teleporting emote.
What?
I have that too.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you guys have never seen that?
What the fuck?
No.
Wait, really?
What are you... No. Wait, is this for real?
Yeah. It's a home telly emote. You get kicked by a cow.
How do
new
you
cow get... teleport.
Yeah, you what? Talk to someone. I can't remember.
Oh, all right, we're getting so off they can topic bring here, microtransactions
guys.
Into
guys,
the game.
We're getting off topic. Let's get back to the game.
What's off topic?
We've only been talking for an hour, and we're already at 40.
All right, fine. Talk about the stupid cow emote for all I care.
What the fuck
fucking
is that shit, dude?
Yeah, I'm looking at a video of it. I had no idea that this was a thing in the game.
That's fucking stupid, dude. I don't want that in my game, dude.
Did they pull that? No, they didn't.
Oh, go to... Diango
did you just,
and
Drainer. Did you just rip up your contract with Jagex?
It was for RuneFest.
Oh, okay. I mean, I got it too, but I didn't go to RuneFest.
I'm looking at a Reddit post of it, and the most downvoted comment is a guy saying, wow, really? What is this, RS3? Might as well add Solomon's to Osiris. I feel like this is very far from Solomon's store. I feel like this is pretty far away from that. But sure, whatever.
It's a general.
That's hilarious. Okay, hopefully it's a joke. Hopefully it's a joke. But that's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna add something, but I totally forget what I was gonna say.
Anyway. Must not have been important.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue.
Oh no, I know what I was gonna say. Somebody on the podcast thought of a cool drinking game at my expense.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. I think it was in the CC or the Discord or whatever. He was like, hey, I got a podcast listening drinking game. And if And if you want credit, just let me know. Like, send me a message in Discord. I totally forgot who said it, and I feel bad because I should remember who said it. They were like, hey, I got a drinking game. Every time Nick says something he doesn't know, or there's something that Nick doesn't know, you take a shot. And I was like, ha ha ha.
I would play that game. I'd get drunk in the first 5 minutes of the podcast.
Only
because I would take one shot, and that would all it would be all it takes for me to get. That's my point. I'm done.
I think that it's good to have somebody that doesn't know a lot, because there's a lot of people that listen to our show that are new-ish to the game or don't play the game a lot.
There's still a lot I don't know, so.
And I'm sure know less than I do. So it's always good to have somebody, you know, that
I'm sure there are things Nick knows that I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I could think so, yeah. I think so.
I don't know. Nick knows
how long it takes to fletch an entire inventory of maple longbows.
I don't actually know that.
So. I don't know how long it takes. I'm sure, like, muscle memory, I know how long it takes. Hmm. But I know how long it takes to do a whole inventory of magic longbows, too. Shit's retarded. Oh, speaking of which, Zhao got 99 fletching. I went to his party.
Oh, yeah!
Dude. Yeah.
One of the most useful 99s in the game.
Wow, do you remember whenever he said that he was unmotivated to play and that?
And then he got it?
Got more 99s than I do.
The podcast, man, it's helping him. The podcast is keeping me. If I didn't have this podcast, fucking, I would have quit 2 months ago.
That's very fair.
This is the only thing keeping me playing right now, keeping me motivated. Because I have to, you know, I gotta have something to talk about. I can't come on the show and be like, yeah, guys, I haven't played in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I didn't do anything all week.
Yeah, I haven't logged in, dude. Sounds like me. That's why I haven't really been able to say much for this week. Like, to be honest.
You've been busy. There was like a month and a half this year where I didn't play.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, you were gone.
Well, that was before we started up the podcast again, though, wasn't it?
No, that was right after we started up
the podcast. No, that was right after. It was, like, terrible timing.
Dang. Yeah. This was back in May, right?
Yeah. Well, it was funny. It was actually kind of good, because I think a bunch of people joined the Discord simply because they were like, you know, what happened? You know, where are they? And so they wanted to join the Discord to see, like, what's going on. So we just need to take another hiatus, and we'll have another 100 people join the Discord.
Yeah, sure. All right, guys. This will be the last podcast.
All right, guys. We'll see you in another 5.
And then we can move into RIP Quality J mods. And the meme is...
Oh, like Mod Jed?
Yes, just like Mod Jed, our favorite fucking... I almost don't want to make jokes about him. I'm scared of him. Yeah, I'm scared he'll fucking hack my account.
I'm scared of that little fucking peanut. Get that bitch out of
here. He probably lives in Venezuela. What does he know?
He definitely does, man. I don't know. He might have my. He might be able to get my password.
He ain't gonna get your password, Nick.
But
the fun part is leveling all over again.
I mean, when Group Iron Man comes out, yeah, for sure.
Mod Atlas, who's the principal engine dev for the game. He left recently, and I forget where he's going to go work, but he's going to go work somewhere else, and that's what this meme's a reference to. So what it is Quality J Mods, after finding a company that pays them well, and it's SpongeBob with the J Mod crown saying, I'm a head out.
Damn. Kind of like that with Mom Matt K.
That meme is like...
Well, Mom Matt K hasn't moved to something, to another job yet.
Wait, he hasn't? I thought he left a while ago.
No, he left, but he hasn't moved to, like, another job yet. He kind of streams right now. I watched him stream, and I read his Twitter. But the sad or concerning thing about this is, like, you know who would be the scariest person to leave?
Mod Ash.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh, my God. I feel like he does, like, half the game. That's really scary. I read, like, articles and stuff like that and posts about him. Sometimes he stays at work there, like, for ridiculous amounts of time.
Dang.
like till late in the night, and then comes in there early. Like, he himself will just choose to be there till, you know, super late, like midnight or something.
He probably just really enjoys working there, so that's probably not an issue for him.
Yeah, it's just scary. I mean, think if somebody was like, hey, you know, we want you. But maybe we're lucky in that his expertise is in old school RuneScape, so maybe other companies don't necessarily want him. But or maybe Jagex is paying him a whole lot. I don't know. But he is...
They should be paying him a lot. Shit.
He's definitely the, like, most important... Like, he's the face of the game. He is... he's Twitter player support. He is... he's one of the most important devs. He's, like, one of the biggest voices of reason there right now, especially with Monmat K being gone. So he's extremely important. And, yeah, it would be very sad to see him go. I'd be very concerned for the game if he left.
Oh, absolutely. That's how you know the game is declining.
Dude, I'll just be a dev.
Okay.
Duh. I'll just go do that, dude.
Okay.
I'm submitting my application.
Even though that there's shitposts there, I actually didn't find any good shitposts. Those are like the shitposts from last week.
I got a response to what you just said, Nick.
What?
Haha, nice. All right, continue.
So, yeah, there were no really good shitposts this week. I didn't see anything on there. Like, the big things on the forum right now, one, the forums are AIDS just because people don't really say anything funny on there. But there's a big meme on there still about that community manager, Nick, and community manager, I forget the other guy's name, Brian or whatever it is. And people are still making inside memes over there. And I don't think anybody cares about the dumb fucking...
About how CM Nick is better at the game or something? Or better as a CM?
No, it's about CM Nick is trash.
Oh, that's what it is.
CM Nick is the bad one.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, fucking Nick.
Yeah. Damn it, Nick.
So we can just move into the Discord questions because I think those are way more interesting anyway. But I'll try to have shit posts for next week. I don't know. Somebody go on there and post something stupid and get the thread locked. And we'll
just
talk about
make
it on the
a thread
show.
And just type haha nice and see where it goes from there.
Haha, listen to my podcast.
Yeah. That'll get people to listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they'll I want
take,
the people
take
that
me
post
very seriously.
I want the people that post in the old school RuneScape forum listening to my podcast.
Yep.
Anyway, we can move into Discord questions. The first one is from... Damn, I don't have the name here. That's bad.
I'll scroll up and look for it.
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
Mr. Liquids.
Yeah, Mr. Liquids posted, what is something that keeps you motivated when you're on the grind? Specifically, I want to quit forever when I train agility, but I want to get level 70. How is 99 agility even possible? Joe, you got to answer for that.
Yeah, Joe, go ahead.
Lots of sweat. That's it. It's literally, you gotta be a fat, sweaty neck beard to get 99 agility.
I think it really takes... You gotta find, like, something to do while you're doing it, right?
So basically with this question, it's like, it comes down to, like, how useful it is for you. So for me, like, it started off, like, oh, I wanted to get 70 so I could use that shortcut in the Taverly dungeon to make Slayer easier. Well, basically after getting 70, I was like, oh, I'll just get 80.
And then you just kept going.
And then from there, it was like I got so used to doing it, and I got in such a routine of just logging on and doing agility that, like, that's all I did. That's all I did yesterday. I got on and did agility trying to get the fucking squirrel pet. So
maybe if you get better, you'll get the squirrel pet.
Yeah, I think that's a valid reason as well.
I just have to be good at the game, is what it is.
Yeah.
But basically, the motivation for that. It's hard to do agility. I mean, that's why there's all the memes about agility and runecrafting. But
yeah.
I think my motivation was, how fucking cool would it be to have the agility cape? And, I mean, I've gotten a lot of people commenting on it, like, when I walk past them saying, like, oh, untrimmed agility cape, like, you must have no life, you know?
I would love to hear people say that to me. That would motivate the shit out of me.
But it's funny because, like, I have a life. You know what I'm saying? I have, like, a whole...
That's the funny part. They don't know.
Yeah, they have no clue.
Joe has a life.
Wait, Joe has a life.
Wait, they don't what? Know?
Wait, dude, they don't streamer know. Doesn't know.
They don't know.
Haha, ha, they're so dumb. I'm not the retarded one.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes you just gotta set a goal and then achieve it. That's all it takes.
So,
and reasonable goals help.
Then Slick asked, will there ever be a scheduled OSRS weekly event? I've always wanted to play group hide and seek or even Castle Wars where two hosts are team captains. Anything would be awesome. That's actually a pretty sick idea that Castle Wars were two hosts, but we'd have to have a lot of people to do that.
Well, hide and seek sounds like fun as fuck too. Like low key hide and
seek. Dude. So how would that work though? Because like,
I don't know.
You have to leave the CDC, otherwise you see their name above them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you would think.
Or is that fine? You just have to hide somewhere. Like, I don't know.
Maybe we only trust like hosts to be hosts. Like you'd have to really trust the person if they're hiding. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm not gonna remember everyone in the CC though. So like,
I know how you can do it. I know how you can do it. I actually thought of how you can do it. So one of us is essentially a moderator or a ref of the game. Okay, one of us would have to be a ref of the game, and so then we pick somebody to hide. They tell us exactly where they're hiding. We don't get to compete in it, but we know because they've sent us a direct message where they are, and then everybody tries looking for them. That way, they don't move away from whatever position they're in.
Okay.
I was thinking the other way, where like we have one person looking, and the last person to be found wins or something.
I think that'd be cool too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool way of doing it too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We'll have to look into that. That sounds like fun because it's that's something like remember when we always talked about like when we were kids, what the fuck were we doing? Like, well, you know, we put all these hours in, but like, what actually did we do with the game? I just remember that was one of the things that I used to do with friends in games. We would find a place to hide and have them try to come and find us.
Yeah.
That was always fun.
So I don't think it's a matter of like needing to leave the CC to hide your
I don't think you
like,
have
above
to.
You. Because I mean there are multiple ways you can hide, like on like the third level of like buildings, like stuff like that. So they'd have to actually go up there to see you anyway.
You could hide at the end of Underground Pass.
You could hide anywhere.
It would be better to stay in the CC just because you could hide in a wider range of things. Like, so if we were like, you can hide anywhere between in Lumbridge, between Lumbridge and Varrock. You know what I'm saying?
Or like any of the free to play areas, because then everyone has access. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing is like deciding whether or not they can go somewhere that's like locked behind.
No restricted areas.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go hide in Priftinus. that would be fun, and I feel bad because I did tell the guy that we were going to do something that weekend and we didn't do anything that weekend, and it's something that I really want to do work out and do community events. It's just like planning what it is and then get everybody on board. Like let's do Castle Wars and have two hosts as team captains. Like how many people are actually going to be on board to do it? Because if we have like four people show up, there's there's no point in doing it.
Here's the thing, though. We could also add this in as, like, if we do, like, a weekly event, which a weekly event's hard to do, right? Maybe a bi-weekly event. Mm-hmm. We could do skilling competitions. You can set up XP goal competitions on Crystal Meth Labs. Mm-hmm. We can do, like, Bandos masses. We can do Corp masses. We can, what else?
I think people will show up to that.
Pest control. Yeah, stuff like that. Sure. Like, stuff where we're actually able to get together for a good amount of time and like play together or have like competitions against each other would be fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll try looking into like the XP competitions thing. That does sound fun. Like, hey, who can get the most?
Hide and seek also sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, hide and seek does sound fun.
For that. Yeah.
But it, I mean, yeah, I guess you could be alking the whole time you're.
you're hiding. Yeah. No XP waste.
Yeah. No XP waste. And the whole time that you're looking for people.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like fun. And then just like with Zhao, if you're getting a 99 or something like that soon, like tell the CC, and I'm sure at least like five people will show up.
Oh, at the very least, yeah, for sure.
And if I'm there, I'll definitely show up unless I'm like, I don't know. doing some quest and I'm like in the middle of it, then I might be like, hey, can you hold off an hour? But or I'll log on to my Iron Man and I'll show up on my Iron Man. It doesn't matter. But yeah, just if you want people to show up, we'll all be there. And then what's the next question? I would say
the graceful one.
Oh yeah, the graceful one. Why can't I see that question? Okay, what order should one get graceful pieces in? Cheapest first, doesn't matter too much. I got the boots and the cape last, because you can, if you have a higher hunter level, you can get the spottier cape or the spotted cape, and then the boots of lightness. So
I remember reading somewhere that like one of the pieces was like the best to start with based on its cost and its weight reduction, but I can't remember which.
The wiki page has like an efficiency guide on it under like the graceful, like it goes into which one's the most efficient to buy in order, if that makes sense.
Just buy the hat first.
Buy the hat first.
Yeah, the hat, just that's the best one, just buy the hat first.
Mm.
Don't buy the cape, just get 99 agility.
Which, speaking of which, if you do the Sears, you run out of energy no matter what if you have full graceful.
No, unless, you don't.
Yeah, you do. I have put a ton of research into this because I got called out on it on like 10 shows ago. You 100%, if you have full graceful and you're less than level 70, because you unlock it at level 60, you will run out unless you've done the diaries and you can teleport to the start.
Are you not like carrying a bunch of heavy stuff in your inventory?
No, I'm not talking about me personally. I'm talking like you can look it up and you can see that you will, and eventually after like 2 hours or something like that on average, because when you fail and you have to run back,
okay,
you will lose energy.
You're probably right. I haven't done that course in like a year and a half, so.
But yeah, after a certain amount of time you'll run out of energy.
Yeah.
And then, random and off topic, have you guys as a group ever played D&D? Feels like y'all would have good times if so. I think D&D would be fun.
I would be okay with that, yeah. Yeah,
if we could
do some casual role playing, that'd be awesome.
I mean, we had a lot of fun with Avalon.
That's Avalon, my game, so dude. I feel like that is our group game, like, hands down.
Yeah.
That's like a new custom that we've just started, like a tradition.
But yeah, Avalon was fun.
Yeah. D&D would probably be like the same outcome. Like, we'd probably have like a good time doing it.
Yeah.
I think the funny thing about Avalon is that is you get to learn like everybody's style and how they act.
Everyone's a liar.
So yeah, for people that don't understand, so how Avalon works is essentially you pass out these cards. One guy is a bad guy and everybody else are good guys, and you don't know who the bad guy is in the group, and then you go on quests, and on the quests you try to figure out who the bad guy is, and that's like the quickest explanation that I can get into without talking about it for 20 minutes.
It's basically a game of deception, essentially. Yeah.
And so the bad guy tries really hard lying to the group, like, no, I'm actually one of the good guys. Like, somebody else here is the bad guy.
Nick's the bad guy.
Everybody, basically, my style is when I am the good guy, I get extremely fucking loud and I get crazy. And then for whatever reason, that makes people think that I'm the bad guy. But when I'm the bad guy, nobody notices that I'm like dead silent. I'm just like in the background, like not saying anything. Jonathan ended up catching on to like my strategy later on, and then it was like Nick's the bad guy, he hasn't said shit all game.
Good time.
Because when I'm a good guy, I'm like, I'm the fucking good guy. You're a good guy, you're a good guy, you're a good guy. You know, and then I'm like, that guy right there, he's the fucking bad guy. I swear
to God.
That
sounds like something Mordred would say.
Yeah.
And then people immediately think I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, Mordred.
But yeah, D&D and stuff like that would be fun. Or another fun thing, I mean, this isn't RuneScape, but we could still do it with the community, is those Jackbox games.
Oh, that would be so fun.
You know what else would be fun to do with the community? Golf with your friends.
Oh, yes, that would be fun too.
Actually, so I think Golf It might be a better game than Golf with Your Friends, but I haven't done enough research on it.
Mm. Just I don't even know what Golf It is.
Seeing people. So Golf It is just basically Golf with Your Friends. It's just a different game on Steam.
Hmm.
Same concept. It's just there are some differences in like mechanics and how the game works.
Maybe we could try that this weekend.
Fun. Yeah, for sure. We should try it.
Saturday night, if you guys are down tomorrow. To it, Jackbox. Yeah, tomorrow night, Saturday night, September 7th. I am down to do. I have all the, well, not all, but a good portion of the Jackbox games. And
we'll make it happen.
So that one, the people don't have to own the Golf with Your Friends or whatever. Like only one person has to own the game.
The Jackbox ones, yep.
Yeah, so if you guys want to do that, I'll stream it on the Discord, and we can do that if you guys want to join in. And then we can also, if we get a lot of people in doing that, we can also see if people want to do hide and go seek or something like that. So that'd be fun too.
Yee.
And then the next question's from Tristan Soul. Hey, what would be a good AFK thing to do in OSRS while playing Classic WoW? Nightmare Zone.
So basically anything that lasts for 20 minutes that doesn't log you.
I was AFK fishing. I was actually playing Classic WoW like yesterday. Hmm. And I was like fishing monkfish and just leveling up my mage.
So I'm assuming Classic WoW is a lot like OSRS where you wouldn't really appreciate it or enjoy it unless you play the game early on.
I mean, I never played Classic WoW, so I never played it way back then. I mean, I played WoW. It's if you wanted to get into WoW, this is the base game that everybody who started playing WoW got into.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So this is like basically starting off from when WoW first was released, and it's the game that got everybody hooked and addicted. So.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people playing it. Like, a lot of people like it, but I just assume it's, like, old-school RuneScape. I've never played WoW, and I feel like I'll play it, and I'll be like, wow, I don't appreciate any of this. Mainly because I never played it early on.
Yeah.
And so I have no, like... The only attachment that I have to the Warcraft universe is Hearthstone, and I played the fuck out of that game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Nightmare Zone, woodcutting. Woodcutting is another good one, especially if you're like, I think it's.
If you do magic logs, dude, oh my god, so AFK.
Magic logs, but even more AFK is the fucking redwood. That's the real AFK. Tree doesn't go away.
Yeah. That's also true.
Yeah. I've been cutting yews. I'm pretty close to 75, so I'm pretty close to being able to do magic, but I think it's inefficient to start magic.
Right it's away. Super inefficient, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. That's all we got for Discord questions.
Alright.
That's sad. Now we're closing out the show. We got one iTunes review from Fisher Beasley. And ooh. The title is Pod, and it says Rip Joe, so I guess Joe died.
Yep. He was gone. Rip Joe.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Joe. Peace, Joe. Glad you're still alive.
Because I wasn't on the last show, so.
Yeah.
No, yeah. But you're dead, too, so.
Yeah.
Deceased.
But he's reborn now.
Carl and Nick Swag Daddy Pod. Oh, I actually didn't see that. That was pretty sweet of him. Look at that, nice. Joe. He called us Swag Daddy.
Swag Daddy Pod. Hell yeah.
Are you seething with anger?
If I don't get a review, somebody better leave a review on iTunes saying that I'm the best podcaster.
No, honestly, Joe,
you get the most comments out of all of
us. Joe, you get the most love out of all of us by far. This is the first time somebody said something nice about me.
Yeah, no. Every review after this one has to bash Carl and Nick and say something good about me.
No more bashing me. I only ever get bashed. There was literally a review last week that was like, yeah, can I have Carl's bathwater with Nick's filtered out?
Yeah, see, they were bashing Nick there.
Well, they were saying that y'all bathe together.
Yeah.
Well, that's... I mean, I brought that up on myself, so...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like, Because the guy said, oh, I want Carl's bathwater. And then Carl, I think, yep, said, I was like, oh.
Well, I bathe with Nick, so you're getting his too, or something like that.
And then the guy was like, well, I want Nick's filtered out.
Impossible, but yeah.
Yeah, so nobody shows me any love, Joe.
That's because you were gone for a fucking month. That, I mean, me and Carl had to hold it down, my guy.
Hold it down. We waited too long to even do one podcast with first just you all, and I, and that one was the worst one out of all
why
of them
are we
we've
number
done.
Number two in video games. What the fuck?
Oh, that's because Final Fantasy
this,
had an
yeah.
update.
Well, as soon as I post this one, we're gonna go back to number one.
Yeah,
but because we're normally like top 100, and right now we're 150 or something like that. So we'll go back to number one as soon as I post this.
Yeah,
I'm seething with anger, so my bad. Sorry.
Love the weekly content. Great pod. Keep it strong. Nice. I love all the love. And if you want to write an iTunes review, I'll also read it on the show. You can put anything on there. You can put, fuck Nick, fuck him, I love Joe, and I'll read that shit. I'll read it all day. You can put anything there, you know? I'll bleep it if it's really bad.
You put supercalifragilistic Nick has halitosis, he'll fucking read that shit.
I'll read
he
it.
He will read that.
Can't
you know what would actually annoy me more than anything else? If somebody, like, their review was just a bunch of tongue twisters, and my autistic ass had to read
Peter
it.
Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Hell yeah. That just 5-star tongue twisters.
She sells
your best tongue twister in Discord.
No, fuck that. I'm not reading any tongue twister. You guys are reading the review if it's a tongue twister.
All right, I'll read it.
Give us your best tongue twisters.
Yeah.
And then moving on into the people who joined in the Discord. Actually, I have to replace those names because those are the old names. Anyway, I'll do that in a second. For the YouTube comments, we got one from Enum the God. I didn't know the videos existed until Nick said something in the Discord. My new way to listen at home for sure. Yeah, I work really hard on the videos. Please show him some
love
on YouTube.
Can confirm Nick works hard. I worked hard on one of them, but that was only one. Nick did all the other work.
I updated all the thumbnails.
Better than the one I did.
I created a new graphic. There's like an actual video intro where I edited the clip. I work hard on these things. There's little memes throughout them too. So anyway, go check out the YouTube video. The links or the YouTube channel. The link will be in the description if you want to check him out. And 99 Slayer Tab did his comment. Nice video. I feel like he's
Thanks.
A bot. I feel like he's
no,
a bot.
He's not. He's just a genuine follower. That's really nice.
He, I don't know. If you're real nice. Our 99 Slayer Tab, say something more than nice video, please.
That's so
like that you're real.
They've said that in at least two other the videos.
He said it in like half our videos.
Yeah, it's just fine. I don't mind.
Yeah, it's fine. He's saying something nice, and I'm pretty sure liking the video. And he's got like 1,000 subscribers too. So
damn, big boy, ballin'.
And then the next person was Old School RuneScape content, RS. Chris G, and he says, I feel bad that you get no views. LOL, videos aren't bad. See, everybody likes my videos.
So here's the thing. I think he may have only seen the videos, but not our actual podcasts, like on iTunes and stuff like that. Basically, I think he thinks that, like, that's the only platform we put that stuff on. Because if you look at it, and our YouTube, you would think our podcast was absolute garbage because nobody watches our fucking our videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
So
it's not even like an eighth of our total viewership.
Yeah.
I think Spotify is like a third of it, and then the other 2/3 is iTunes. I won't even count YouTube and everything else just because it's so small. But yeah, those are the big things. Oh, Google Play's kind of big too. It's hard to tell the difference between iTunes and Google Play though. I just assume that most of the people are probably from iTunes.
Yeah.
Carl, do you have the spreadsheet pulled up? I don't have Excel downloaded anymore, so it's not letting me open the spreadsheet.
Yeah, I got it.
Do you mind reading since 28 August?
Yeah, I got it. 28 August.
That was the last podcast date.
That was it. Okay, so on 29 August we got Slick. Wait a second. I remember reading this one last time.
So maybe it's 29 Roskies
or Rosis. I can't remember how to pronounce it.
Rosis, I think, was the last one.
Okay, so we got Dumpster Sky, Arthur Two Sheds, Nugs Not Drugs.
I like that
Freak
one.
Freak Four Games and Drunken Za.
Nice.
My God.
Thanks for joining, guys.
Yeah, thank you for joining. Yeah, Rosis corrected me on the pronunciation in the CC. It's pronounced Ro-sis. And I told him that I would correct the fucking major mistake I made on the show.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Nicholas.
So it's Ro-sis.
And if you guys ever have like anything you need Nick to do like that, just go ahead and at him and tell him in Discord how to pronounce your name. And next podcast, he'll give you a virtual hand job.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can confirm.
Don't do that. Don't abuse that.
Just do it in his channel. He's got his own little hashtag Nick
on the bottom. I actually. Do you know what's funny? I think only Nick we can post in that.
Shit.
Only we can post in that.
That's true.
Oh really?
Yeah. In the Joe, Nick, and Carl thing. Only we can post in that. And then for the bond raffle, everyone who joins the Discord is already on a spreadsheet we have, and we will use a random number generator to select the winner. I will talk about this again on the next show, and we will do the next drawing on Discord on the 30th of September. Good luck. And then the past month's winner is this guy, Kyle's Pack, is how I want to...
Pack, Patch,
Kyle's Pock.
Kyle's Pock. He won. He hasn't come in and accepted it. I've pinned the message, so I'm going to give him a month to respond. And then if he doesn't, I'll just re-raffle that one for somebody else. But you won. If you want your free bond, come back into the Discord. Send me a message. Hit me up. Actually, you have to do it in Discord, because if you just hit me up in RuneScape, I'm not going to believe that you're actually Kyle's Pack. And, go back into the Discord, hit me up, send me a private message at me in the main chat, and I'll hook up with you and deliver it. No matter where you are, unless it's locked to me, I will run over to you and drop it off.
You'll drop it?
I'll drop it off to him, like the other guy, Dat. He was doing Pyrofiends. And I ran over to the Slayer Cave and gave it to him.
Nice. So
if you really wanted to be mean to me, you could go to Underground Pass and give me PTSD and make me run there.
You could go to the end of Monkey Man 2 where Nick can't get to.
You could do that too. And then I'd have to carry a bond the whole way through.
Yeah.
As I'm doing Monkey Madness 2 and drop it off to him.
Yep.
Other than that, you should join the Discord. We have the link in the description. You can meme out and get a notification from us when the podcast has been uploaded. If you want to be heard on the show, leave us a 5-star iTunes review, or you can send us an email. We'll also read and respond to YouTube. Our CC is OSRS Weekly. And then do you guys have any final words? Big PP Wee Wee.
Wee Wee.
Shout out to Big Mook, my boy.
Yeah.
Our boy, he's
a CC mod.
Yeah, he's a CC mod. I was asking Carl yesterday if he was okay, and we hadn't heard from him in a little bit, so he finally popped in today to let us know what was going on. So
yeah.
Just shout out to him for checking in, making sure that, well, not checking in, but letting us know he was all right.
It was no all caps. I'm so worried. It's no all caps and 50 exclamation marks. That's what I need from Big Mook.
Yep.
He's like the hype beast of our Discord chat.
I got something for our Korean listeners that we don't have.
Oh god. Oh wait, what's your fun fact?
Oh my god, my fun fact. I forgot. I forgot I had to do this. You guys are expecting too much from me.
I got one. Ready?
All right, Joe's taking over.
Fun fact.
This fun fact sucks.
Yeah, you're taking too long. I'm not doing this bad.
Well, I was hoping you would think of one.
Fun fact, the getting the heron from fishing sacred eels is 99. There you go.
Yep. Fun fact, Carl's fun facts usually aren't that fun.
Yeah, they're really bad. Yep. But yeah, for our Korean listeners, gomawo anyong. There you go.
Fuck you too.
What? I said thank you and goodbye. That's what I said.